Thanks for tuning in to Lash Alliance Education. This is Morgan Glass, the owner and founder. I am here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey everyone, it's Morgan, the founder and the owner of Lash Alliance Education. I wanted to do a podcast today over how to get that 9-to-5 schedule and or how to stop working Saturdays. Now, some of you may be thinking like, what? That's like common sense. Well, not to everyone. If you are someone that gets anxiety easy, or maybe you are a people pleaser, it's gonna be hard if you're working Saturdays to cut those out. And the reason why I got the idea to do this podcast is because last week, I did a poll on our Instagram. If you aren't following our Instagram, make sure you are. It's lashalliance_education on Instagram. But I did a poll on how many of you guys work Saturdays. And there were so many of you guys that worked Saturdays. There was only like one person that didn't. And then on the next slide, I did another poll and I put how many, if you answered yes, if you do work Saturdays, how many of you want to eventually cut Saturdays out? And every single person said yes, other than one. And she's actually my brand ambassador. Shout out to her. Such a hardworking girl. But I know that a lot of us want to eventually get to the point where we're not working Saturdays. Okay. So I still do take a couple clients here and there. I don't need to be, but I still do, just because I have this brand and I also have a full-blown salon as well. But I used to be, you know, full-time lash artist, okay? So I definitely understand everything, like everywhere that you guys are coming from, I understand. So I have always been a people pleaser. Now, being a salon owner, it really puts you up to like challenges and it really tests you and you go through a lot. And I mean, that's like another podcast for another time, but I've gotten a lot better on like standing my ground and sticking up for myself. And I'm really proud of where I am today. But before I was a salon owner and went through everything that I did, I was definitely a people pleaser when it came to my clients. When I was a full-time lash artist, I didn't know how to say no. And I was literally, no joke, I was working Saturdays. The only day I really took off was Sunday. Sunday was one day that I was actually pretty well about not coming in on. But I didn't really have many clients that really wanted to do Sundays, because I bet you, since I was such a people pleaser, if I had someone that really wanted a Sunday, I probably would have done it. But I was, you know, staying at the salon until 10 or 11 at night, because I would have those. I remember I had one client that she would come in at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Why? I have no idea. Like, just super weird. Like, I just, you know, was taking all of these people just whenever they wanted, whatever was convenient for them. And it really got to me. And I finally got the balls. I'm just gonna say it. And I was like, you know what? I'm tired of working every single Saturday. I'm tired of working till 10 a.m. Like, I need to get my schedule under control. So what I did was I first went to every other Saturday, and I did that for a while, and then I eventually cut out Saturdays. So that was the goal. When I first cut out and I did every other Saturday, the goal from the beginning was to eventually not work Saturdays. My boyfriend at the time, he's now my husband, you know, he worked the typical Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And it really sucked when I was working late in the evenings every week, but then I was also working Saturdays. I didn't get to spend much time with him. So, and you know, we all have our own lives, and that's what most people work, is the typical 9-to-5. Okay. So if you're wanting to cut out Saturdays, now, first, let me say, be prepared to lose a couple of people. Now, majority of you, most of your clients will probably make it work. Okay. If you cut out Saturdays, what I would recommend, if you can, like, have one or two nights a week where you do stay a little bit later. I'm not saying every night, but if you do have like that one or two nights a week, those people that do come in on Saturdays, they're typically working, you know, 8, 9 to 5 o'clock. So they may not be able to come during the day. But if you don't want to lose those people, open up an evening. Even if it's just one evening should be enough, one or two a week. And that will help so you don't lose those clients. If you completely like cold turkey cut out Saturdays and evenings all at once, then be prepared to lose some people, because most of those people that are coming in on Saturdays are the typical, you know, 8-to-5 schedule. So I would, if you really want to get rid of Saturdays, do one or two nights in the evening. But if you're going 100% cold turkey to where you're not going to take evening people anymore and weekend people, just make sure that you can, you know, you're going to be losing, that's, you know, 50 to 100, however much you charge each appointment, you're going to be losing that money. So just make sure, you know, that you can afford to do that at the time. But I would recommend, you know, if you are doing evenings and weekends, I think for most of us, Saturdays is we'd rather work an evening during the week than have to work a Saturday. Am I right? So that's what I would do. I would let your clients know ASAP. So that's my biggest advice with all of this, is let them know ahead of time, just because I think that's really professional to give them a heads up, but also too, so that they're prepared. So then they can start, figuring out their schedule, because some of your ladies that do come in on Saturday, they actually may be able to come in during the week. You know, not all of them may work a 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 schedule. Okay. Sometimes they just, maybe Saturdays are just more convenient with them, but if you stop working Saturdays, then they will figure it out, because they love you and they don't want to lose coming to you. So that's how a lot of the clients will be. A lot of them will be able to make it work. That's how it was with me anyway. And I'm sure that's how it would be with you guys, because those clients, they literally love you and they don't want to go to anyone else. So they will figure it out and they will make it work. Okay. So let them know ahead of time. I would let them know a couple appointments ahead of time. Okay. So don't just do it, like do their lashes and be like, okay, I'm not working Saturdays anymore. We got to figure it out. And they're going to be like, whoa, wait, what? You know, they're going to be very caught off guard. So make sure you let them know as soon as possible. And plus too, like, especially if you are people pleaser, like I used to be, they're going to try to talk you out of it. I mean, clients do it. Okay. Let's be honest. They're going to be like, what? No, you're not. You know, they're going to make comments. They're going to say things. So in my opinion, for me, it was a lot easier to let them know ahead of time. So then they know, like, hey, no, it's still not changed, and that they're prepared. And like I said, it's just really professional to do that. Now, when you very first start lashing, if you're able to, it is ideal if you could just go ahead right off the back, pick your ideal schedule, pick what you want to work, whatever that is. Because here's the thing, there are clients that can come during the day. Okay, not every single client has to come in the evening or weekend. You would actually be surprised. I mean, typically nurses, they can come in because they typically work, you know, the 3 days. If you have teachers, a lot of times they can come in at like 3 o'clock. I mean, that's not bad at all. That's not late. When they're on breaks, they can come in during the day. And then stay-at-home moms as well. They want to come when their kids are at school. So they're going to want to come during the day. They can't come on the evenings or the weekends because they have their kids. So there are clients, okay, out there that can come during the day. You just have to find them. So it may take a little bit longer if you immediately start off when you first start lashing. If you immediately start off, you know, only working days, it may take a little bit longer to build the clientele just because you're not as flexible. But just remember, you know, this is your business, and whatever you choose to do, you know, that's why a lot of us get in to this business, is because we can make our own schedule. And you know, that's the joy of being an entrepreneur, you know, having your own business, as you can, when it comes to clients like that, you know, you can choose your schedule. But like I said, you know, obviously it may take you a little bit longer to build up if you're only, you know, working from 9-to-5. Yes, so I would cut out Saturdays, but I would try to work 1 to 2 days in the evening. Most will continue to come to you. Like I said, most can figure it out. Just be prepared, though, to maybe lose some. But I bet you, especially if you're going to do the evening, they will be able to do that, and they will be able to figure it out. So that's my advice. I really think if you just do it ahead of time and you just make sure that you stay in your ground, I know it's going to be hard, but you can get that ideal schedule. Like I said, that is one reason why you became a lash artist, is so that you, and because most of you are self-employed. I know some of you do work with like a company, but when you're self-employed, you can pick your schedule. That's one of the pros to it. Okay. So just make sure that you stand your ground and just be professional about it, and let them know as soon as possible, and really try to work with them. You know, don't be like, oh, sorry, whatever. You know, really try. Be like, hey, you know, I'm going to open up a day in the week. Are you able to do that? I, you know, I really don't want to lose you as a client, but I am cutting out my Saturdays because I do have, you know, kids or whatever, you know, a husband or wife or whatever, you know, and I want to be able to spend more time with my family. And when you explain it in that way, and you're, you know, the way you go about it will really change things. And when you explain it that way, no one's going to be rude to you. And if they are, they're just a horrible person. But I promise you, you know, those clients that have been coming to you, they love you and they're going to understand and they're going to try to make it work. So if you need any more help with that, feel free to DM me, and I hope you all have a good week.